This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden says the United States is sending a whole series of help to India to combat the coronavirus, including life-saving therapy treatments. Biden also said Tuesday the U.S. is shipping parts for machines to locally produce COVID-19 vaccines. The president adds his administration is talking about when the U.S. can send vaccine doses to India. The country of 1.3 billion people is now the epicenter of the global coronavirus pandemic. Medical supplies began to arrive on Tuesday, but hospitals are still turning away patients, with many out of things like oxygen and beds. It's a stark contrast from the COVID-19 situation in the United States, once the worst hotspot, now trending in the other direction. President Biden said Tuesday the U.S. has made stunning progress, as he told Americans they can relax face covering and mask wearing when outdoors. Biden says that's because of steps the country has taken to fight the coronavirus, with more than half of all adults getting at least one vaccine. Health guidelines still call for masks to be worn in public spaces, like in big crowds and at stadium events. The White House says U.S. and Israeli officials meeting in Washington on Tuesday discussed their serious concerns about advancements in Iran's nuclear program and agreed on the significant threat posed by Iran's behavior in the Middle East. The two parties agreed to start work focusing attention on the growing threat from Iran providing drones and precision-guided missiles to its allies, according to the White House. The talks were held on the same day that world powers and Iran began a third round of meetings in Vienna with the aim of bringing Washington and Tehran back in compliance. This is VOA News. The United Nations says a record 29 million people need humanitarian assistance in the Sahel, noting unparalleled insecurity and hunger across six countries in the war-torn African region. The UN said Tuesday that in Burkina Faso, northern Cameroon, Chad, Mali, Niger, and northeastern Nigeria, 5 million more people than last year need aid. Much of the Sahel has been plagued by violence for years. Thousands of schools have closed, and 1.6 million children are projected to suffer from severe malnutrition, according to the UN. It says hunger has grown by almost a third in West Africa to the highest levels in about a decade, with soaring food prices linked to the violence driving hunger and malnutrition. The foreign ministers of China, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Nepal, Sri Lanka, and Bangladesh on Tuesday agreed to deepen anti-pandemic cooperation as several South Asian countries face new outbreaks of COVID-19. The China-led meeting was a call for the six countries to work together in a fight against COVID-19. China's foreign minister says they should continue to oppose attempts to label the virus and politicize the pandemic in order to prevent interference in international cooperation. India was invited but did not attend the meeting. China expressed its sympathy for the raging pandemic in India and offered to provide support and assistance. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said Monday he was likely to meet Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss the conflict in eastern Ukraine, adding that all sides were at the finish line of agreeing on a new ceasefire. Zelensky has sought a meeting with Putin after the two countries traded blame over a spike in clashes in the Donbas conflict and a buildup of Russian troops near Ukraine's eastern border and in annexed Crimea. Russia began a troop pullback last week, and Putin said he was willing to meet his Ukrainian counterpart in Moscow. Zelensky said he had instructed his chief of staff to contact the Kremlin to discuss when and where the two leaders could meet. For the second day, a flash mob of anti-coup protesters surged through an area of Myanmar's largest city to show defiance towards the military junta. As the death toll from the military crackdown against peaceful protesters in Myanmar mounts, some in the Southeast Asian nation are joining armed combat to fight back, heading to the country's remote borderlands to join a patchwork of rebel armies, the Karen National Union. You can find more of the story at voanews.com. Reporting remotely, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.